We are up to Simen Kuf Chav Vav. We will be doing the first two Se'ifim. Shatz Shetol, a Shliach Tzibur that made a mistake. V'dileg Achas Mikol HaBrachas. And he left out a bracha. U'kishemaskirin also yodea la'asolim komo. Remember, in those days they had no Sidurim. So if you reminded him of the bracha he skipped, he'll be able to get back to himself. Ein mesalkin also. The halacha is that you do not remove him or you do not replace him. The fact that he left out a bracha, so long as he can get back to himself and say that bracha, so he goes back to where he was up to and continues from there, we don't replace him. Aval in dilig birkas hamalshinim, if he leaves out the bracha of hamalshinim, mesalkin also miyat, we immediately replace him. Why is that? Shema apikursusu, because maybe he's an apikoris and he doesn't like that bracha because it's talking about him. The informants, the apikorsin that were informants, are the ones at this particular bracha, and it's really the bracha on the meaning, the apikorsin. Vim hischa ba v'ta ein mesalkin also. Whereas if he actually began the bracha of olam al shinim, but made a mistake in the middle of it, there we don't say that he's an apikoris. He just happened to have made a mistake. It's only if it looks as if he wanted to omit the entire bracha that we cannot allow him to continue davening. Now, first of all, what happens if someone, b'chavana, leaves out a bracha? Shliach Tzibur says, I don't want to say this bracha. We replace him immediately. You cannot go and tamper with the matbeah shetovu chachamim. You cannot tamper with the nusach of Shemoneh Esrei. What happens if he was a shogeg? If he accidentally left something out, so we correct him. What happens if there's a pattern? He accidentally left out Tchiyas HaNesin. He accidentally left out Binyan Yerushalayim. Some hold that we're beginning to pick up a pattern here that this is not a person that believes. He's an apikoris, does not believe in Bias HaMashiach, does not believe in Binyan Yerushalayim. So some hold that we do get rid of him, that we have him replaced immediately. If you know that he's a kofer in Tchiyas HaNesin, you know that he doesn't believe in Mashiach's coming, you know that he doesn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim, he doesn't believe in Schar Va'onish, in any of these things, you can't answer Amen to him and you're to replace him immediately. Now, what happens if he changed the Nusach of Olam Al Shinin? So that's all right, because there are so many different Nuschos for this particular bracha that we can't say that they are all the Matbea of the Anshe Knesset Hagdola. So although B'mezid, one doesn't go changing, but if someone accidentally changed, we don't say that he's an Apikoris. We say, well, I guess he had a different Nusach. Now, in a case where somebody omitted Olam Al Shinin, where we replace him immediately out of fear that he's an apikoris, that is a temporary state. We say that some apikoris has jumped into his head, but that does not passle him for long term. He is allowed to be the Shliach Tzibur in the future. He did not lose his cheskes kashrus for davening in the future. There's a bir halacha that says that what happens if the Shliach Tzibur made a mistake and skipped a whole bunch of brachas, V'lam al Shinim being among them, there is no chashash. It's obvious that he simply made a mistake in his Shemona Esrei. Another case is where the Shliach Tzibur forgot V'lam al Shinim and then corrected himself. If he corrected himself and didn't wait for the Tzibur to correct him, the halachi is that we don't think that is apikorsis. It is obviously a mistake that he personally is trying to correct. Sivbeis shat shetov eina yodea lachselim komo. What happens if a Shliach Tzibur made a mistake and he just cannot get back to himself? Meaning he's saying Shemoneh Esrei by heart and he forgot what the next words are. You try correcting him and he's just lost. So there the halachi is yamod achar tachtov. Someone should take his place. Hiderashin is bar le'el simen nun gimel, that you should not be misarev at the time. If they ask you to be the Shliach Tzibur, you should just run up there. Now, this is not a time for protocol where you're supposed to say no first. Umaschil mitchilas habracha shetol ze imhoya atoz ben soyos. If the bracha that he got stuck in is one of the brachas of the middle ones, the 13 requests of Shemoneh Esrei, he goes back to the beginning of that bracha. However, if this took place in one of the first three brachas, maschil barosh, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, because the first three are considered one. Then begimel achronis, similarly, if it happened in one of the three last brachas, maschil ritzei, you go back to ritzei, because the last three brachas are also considered one bracha. Now, l'chatchila, in a case where somebody, where the Shliach Tzibur, for some reason, cannot continue davening, you're supposed to replace him lechatchila with somebody who has been following the Shmoneh Esrei word for word with him. B'di'eved, you have no such person, or there's no one like that you can use as the Shliach Tzibur. Anybody can get up and be the Shliach Tzibur and should begin from the beginning of the bracha. Now, the Mishneh Berurah discusses the case on Yomim Noraim, where the Chazan cannot continue. He passes out Chalila, or just feels he doesn't have the strength to continue, and he's in the middle of the middle bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So the one who takes over is supposed to start from Atov V'Chartanu, which is the beginning of the middle bracha, and does not have to repeat any of the piyutim that were said by the Shliach Tzibur. So even though you're going back to the beginning of the bracha, that's only for the words of the bracha proper, not for the piyutim. They do not have to say twice. Now, what happens if the person got up, the replacement, and didn't start from the beginning? Say he didn't start from Atov V'Chartanu, he just took over from where the Shliach Tzibur was up to. The halacha is that b'di'eved, you are yotze anyway. It's as if one was makatzer in a bracha, where b'di'eved, that is all right. Now, in the Bir Halacha, he says something interesting. He brings a Reb Kiva Eger, where we differentiate between a Shliach Tzibur that made a mistake and a Shliach Tzibur that just doesn't have the strength to be able to continue. A Shliach Tzibur who made a mistake, the person who replaces him must always begin from the beginning of that bracha. Whereas, in the case of a Shliach Tzibur that is, he did not make a mistake, he was not tola, it's just that he cannot continue because he doesn't have the strength for it. There, if the person that takes over is somebody that's been following him mila b'mila, the halacha there is that he begins from where the Shliach Tzibur was up to and does not have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. It's as if there was a smooth transition. It's as if the same person's davening, since he was paying attention from the beginning, he can take over. Say, if the shatz is tall, you always have to start from the beginning of the bracha. Whereas, if the shatz just cannot continue, so if the person that's replacing him listened mila b'mila to everything that was said till now, he can start from where he's up to. Otherwise, he would have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, and in the Gimel Rishonis or Achronis, to the beginning of that section. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings the case of a Shliach Tzibur who is a Kohen, and then someone passes away in the building. So a Kohen cannot be in the same building as a Mais. So he says like this, the Shliach Tzibur, if he knows about it, he must immediately leave and someone else should take over for him. However, if he doesn't know about it, should we tell him? So there we differentiate between a Daraisa and a Darabana. The halacha is that if all the doors and windows of the shul are closed, then it is an Issur Darabanan for a Kohen to be there. We would not tell the Kohen Shliach Tzibur. However, in the case where you cannot close the doors and windows, there it's a daraisa. There the halacha would be you must tell the Shliach Tzibur and evict him immediately from the shul because it is a time that Kohanim are not allowed to be there.